Chovov and Aleph. Kodshi Kedoshim, Shchitosan Batsofon. V'kibul Domon, Bechlishoves Batsofon. Omad Bedoroim, V'oishit Yodoy Letsofon. V'shorat, Shchitosan Ksher. The Sheikh doesn't have to be Batsofon. So even those korbanos kodesh kedoshim that require tzofen, the behemah has to be betzofen b'shas shchita, but not the kohen oivit. Kibel, but if you makabel the blood while you're bedorim, in other words, you need shchita betzofen, you need kabbalas dam betzofen. So the kohen doesn't have to be betzofen for shchita, but he does have to be betzofen for kabbalah. We'll see why that is. It's actually learned out of Pesukim. Klar to Gemara, Hichnis Roishay V'Rubay. What's the halacha if he put in Roishay V'Rubay? Most of his body is B'tzofen. The meat of his body is still B'dor. This is for Kabbalah. For Shechita, you don't need Tzofen. Ki'ilu Nichnas Kuloy. We treat it as though he's in completely Bitsof. Pasha as the din of Rubai Kakula. So we're going to have an issue with this because normally a Kohen Oivid, we don't say Rubai Kakula. In other words, what would be by Kochim Kalim if the Kohen is outside the Azor completely? So there we don't say if the Roiv of his body is in the Azor, it's Kosha. There's no Rubai Kakula normally. By an Adam, there's no Rubai Kekula. So, why should Tzofen be different? But the Gemara says, Lamaisa, Lagabi Tzofen, if the coin is Roiv of his body is Bitzofen, it's enough. Now, what happens? Pirchasov, Yotzel Adorim, V'chazra. What happens if the animal, after Shchita, is Mefarchis Ladorim? Part of its body goes to the Dorim. The chosman, it comes back, ksheira. There's no psul yetze, because there's no psul yetze in the Azora. In order for a behemoth to become psul of yetze, it has to go out of the Azora completely. Now, in contrast, kochim kalim, shchitosim b'fnim, kibuldom v'chlishoros b'fnim, omad b'chutz v'ichnis yodei l'fnim, shochat shchitosik ksheira. Right, kabalosoi psule, like we said before. Hichnis roishay v'rubay kilu loy nichnis. Here already, roishay v'rubay doesn't work, the Gemara says. Because Lamaisi is not fully bifnim. I rubay kikuloi. By an adam, we don't say rubay kikuloi. I, we said it before. It's a good kasha. Pirchasa v'yotza l'chutz, v'yotza l'chutz. What happens if the animal stuck its aver outside? Chazra psula. So there it's psula because it's out of the azor. It's yotze, psul yotze. Shma mino, basakoshim, kalim, sheyotze, lifnezikas domin, psula. Even though ultimately it's allowed to go out of the azor after zrika, right? Because it's nechal, lifnim inachoyma, right? Koshim kalim could be eaten the whole. Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Ba'alye V'yaseres HaKov Rushdei HaKles. So Maskonas HaGemara seems to be that only the Emurim will become possible B'yaytze. But the rest won't. No. Only Lugabi Milo, not Lugabi Psul Yaytze. It's not negeya to Mila. Mila is negeya lagabi. It's not negeya lagabi to what the carbon is kosher or possible. Here we're dealing with the kashrus of the carbon. By Mila, we're dealing with Hilchas Mila. If Zrik is Moyel, so that's what you're talking about over there. That's the whole point of the Gemara there, that even though the carbon will be possible, Zrika won't work for it, still it could be Moyel Tzimidei Mila. It's only lagabi Mila. Okay, zok tigemaya boy mina avu de shmul mishmul. He bifnim v'raglo b'chutz mau. What happens if the animal is inside? The regal is b'chutz. So l'gabi the kohen oivid, there was a chiluk between Sofen and Dor, right? L'gabi kohen oivid, we had an afkamina that by Sofen we say rubei kekuloi for some reason. And by Azor, we don't say Rubei Kekula. Right? That was the halacha. So now he's clearing by Behemoth. By Behemoth, do you say Rubei Kekula? So he said like this, He bifnim v'ragle b'chutz ma'u, o ma'lei k'siv e'vi'um la'shem, ad she'tehei kulo lifnim. Has to be completely inside. Huh? Well, now we're talking about the Azor. Meanwhile, we're talking about the Azor. So, Lagabi the Azor was saying that if it's Ragla Bachutz, it's no good because it says Ve'ivim Lashem. Achatei Kula Lifnim. So, look at Rashi. Rashi says that this whole din is Lekatchila. Rashi says Kula Lifnim. This whole halacha here is only Lekatchila. Rashi brings a raya from the Sugi earlier. He bifnim ma'al l'sheikh to l'chatchil. What's the halacha l'chatchil? What made Rashi say this? Because b'di'evet has to be kosher. Why b'di'evet does it have to be kosher? Why can't we say that the shayla the Gemara here? Rashi doesn't explain. He just says l'sheikh to l'chatchil. He doesn't explain why he's only clearing this l'chatchil. If you look, the Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Yud Gimel, he understands that Rashi is really like Tosfos. If you look at the second Tosfos, Chotach V'achkach Shochat, the sugi we did last week, so over there we had clearly Chotach V'achkach Shochat is kosher. If you cut off the leg and then you shecht it, it's kosher. Obviously, if you cut off the leg is not Bifnim. It's not here. So if it's not ma'akev b'chlal, so how could it be possible with the evit? You could cut the leg off completely. Right? So how could it be ma'akev? That's why. So Tosfos says, right away, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, ubisamuch, dekoma ve'evium. He's talking about our Gemara, that the whole behemah has to be inside. Shetekulu lifnim, hainu l'katchila. That's what's forcing them to say that the whole din is l'katchila. Because if you could cut the leg off before Kabbalah, right? Which was the whole sugi we had last week. So you can't tell me that if it's, the leg is outside, it's possible. If it's outside, it's no worse than if it was chatach. If you cut off completely, it's kosher. So it can't be that it should be makav. That's why they're learning the whole sugi is l'chatchil. You reminded me to put your thing up here. I'm sorry. The first part wasn't recorded. It was in my pocket. Anyway, I'm not hearing exactly why.
It's just because you cut it off, fine, but it's not part of the animal. But if it's there, it's part of the animal. It's outside.
You're saying if it's cut off, it's okay. It's
okay. Different because it's not part of the animal. But if it's there, it's part of the animal. Part of the animal is outside. Part of the animal is outside. There's a difference.
What about Rubei Kekula? I don't know, if there's a psul yoytze, then if it's cut off, it should be the same. Meaning, it shouldn't be worse. I don't hear why if the legs... The only reason why it would be worse if it's here is because the behemoth that's in is nigrar after the leg. That's the only svar to what both of you are saying would be if somehow we say that the behemoth is nigrar after the leg that's outside. And if it's cut off, it's not nigrar after it. But I don't think that's even in the... I don't think it's on the table to say that roiv of the behemah should be nigrar after the leg. You see what I'm saying? So that's not on the table to say that the roiv of the behemah should be nigrar after the leg. So once we don't say that, then what's the mila of it being disconnected? That's what I'm not getting exactly. What? I'm saying what you seem to be saying is that if the leg is still connected, so the rest of the animal is, we don't need the leg. But now that the leg is connected, the rest of the animal is pulled to the leg. Right? But why would that be? It's rubei kekulei. The svar, if anything, would be that the leg goes after the behemoth.
Okay, so then it has nothing to do with the fact that you can cut off the leg.
No, so I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is like this. If anything, the leg is, if we have a shaila, should the behemoth go after the leg, should the leg go after the behemoth? There's no shaila, the leg goes after the behemoth. That's not a shaila. That's not even, there's no place for shaila. So the whole shaila, the leg being a problem, is that maybe the leg is also significant. Not because the rest of the behemoth is misyachas to the leg, but because the leg is also significant. So if the leg is also significant, so then if you cut it off, it should also be a problem. I don't hear why the leg being connected is a bigger problem than the leg being cut off. That I don't hear. Because the only difference in that would be is that it schleps the rest of the behemoth b'chutz. All over we always say, that if I could cut it off and it's still okay, then yes or canuckle, then it can't ruin anything.
In a different case, we had half the behemoth and half out. If the leg was there, then it means something. If the leg's not there...
In what case?
Meaning half the behemoth was in and half the behemoth was out. If the leg is there, that pulls it out. If the leg wasn't there, it wouldn't be there to pull it out. So more of that would be...
Because not enough is in. Because not enough of the animal is inside. But if the animal is inside, the whole body except for the leg. So, zicha, I'm not going to say the whole animal goes after the leg. What I could say is you need the whole thing in. That I hear. But if you need the whole thing in and you cut it off, it's not the whole thing in. I'm not hearing exactly why. If it's cut off, it's better than if it's connected. I'm not hearing that svara. I hear the chilek. I just don't hear why it should be a machalek. Anyway, it's not zicha not shvedim, while Rashi and Tosfos didn't understand that way. So Rashi and Tosfos therefore learn that this whole din is only l'katchila. It could be what you're both saying. Maybe that's pshat and Rambam, because the Rambam taka paskins it's possible that if it's ragla b'chutz, it's taka possible. And he understands the reason why he understands it that way. Lechem Mishnah goes the opposite of Tosfos. He says because then. The Gemara earlier should have said, you cut off the leg before Shechita. He's really not saying your svar. He's saying that the Gemara earlier said, Shachat v'achka chotach. Right? You shecht it and then you cut it. Before Kabbalah. So the Lechem Mishnah is saying that the way the Rambam understood, if it's only l'chatchila, that the leg should be inside, so then you can cut the leg off, taka, so you can cut it off, you can be chotach v'akach shochat. The teretz is, you couldn't do that. We're talking about, you didn't make it a mum, that was the whole shock of a tirade gemara, if you remember. Atshemagi letzim. You don't let it get a mum, that was the gemara's kasha. So the Lechem Mishnah is saying that the fact that the gemara didn't give that solution is because taka, if the leg is outside, Itaka will be possible. If the leg is outside, b'shash shechit. So he learns Moshe Kapoya, you understand? He learned, the Lechem Mishnah learns Fakir. But not your svara. He's just saying, the fact that the Gemara didn't make such an akimta earlier, that you cut it without making it into Balmum, before shechita, is because taka, the leg has to be connected, and the leg has to be inside. That's how he's taka learning the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tolo v'shachat ma'u. What happens if you hung the behemoth in the air of the Azore? Amalek Sheh. Amalek Ishtabeshte, you made a mistake. Being in Shechita al Yerech Valeka. This was his father. Avud Shmuel was like giving him a faher. So he told him, you made a mistake. The Shechita has to be on the ground. Al Yerech HaMizbeach Valeka. Nikla V'shachat. What happens if the Shechit is hanging in the air? Mahu. Not the behemoth, the Shechit. Amalei psule. So now the son said pasul, like the behemoth. Omer yishtabeshtech. He made a mistake. Shchit al yech. The shchit has to be, the behemoth has to be on the ground. Sheichet al yech, it doesn't say sheichet al yech. V'loi sheichet al yech. Nitle v'kibel ma'u. So the father of Eiter asked him, what happens if the coin is hanging in the air while he's makabel the blood? Amalei ksheira. Following what his father told him, Amalei ishtabeshtu. Made a mistake. Ain't derech sheirish b'kach. That's not called derech sheiris. Huh? The coin has to be derech sheiris by shchita lav avoidi. By shchita there's no din of derech sheiris. But by kabol is avoidi, you need derech sheiris. So the Sfasemis asks, what do you mean? You need Lamed Lusharis. What do you have to come on to Derech Sheris? It's you have to be on the floor. You have to be standing on the floor of the... So why do you have to come on to Derech Sheris? So the Brisker Rav Taker, the Brisker Rav learns that when the Gemara says Lamed ain't Derech Sheris Pekach, the Gemara doesn't mean this is not the way to serve. The Gemara Taker means felt and Amida. You're not standing on the Azor. The Gemara doesn't mean it's not a way to serve Hashem. So in other words, the way it is, Sfasemis is cautious, that's how Taka the Brisker Rav learns the Gemara. Tov v'kibel ma'u, omalei psule. It's possible. Omalei ishtabeshte. You made a mistake. Shchit al yerech v'loi kabol al yerech. So the behemoth could be hanging when you makabel the blood. Omar abaye, b'kotche kotshim kulam psulis. All of these cases are possible by kotche kadoshim. Because it's not soften. Barni minitle v'shachat, except for shchita. Because shchita, we don't care where the kohen is standing by kodesh kedoshim. Because kodesh kedoshim kulon ksheres. Barni minitle v'kibel. If he's hanging and being makabel, because that's not derech sheres. Omer rove maishna tol v'kibel b'kodesh kam v'kshera. Da avir pnim kipnim dami b'kodesh kedoshim nami avir tzofen ketzofen dami. So what's the difference? El omer rove b'im b'kodesh kedoshim b'im b'kodesh kam v'ksheres. But again, you already see from the Gemara now that there was a Havamina that Tzofen is different than Azor. There was the Havamina of the Gemara was the coin hanging in the air for Tzofen is no good. For Kachikalim and Azor, it is good. It's true the Gemara is Doiche, but it's another, meaning we already had one Chiluk in the Gemara that there's no Rubei Kekulai. By Azor, there's no din Rubei Kekulai, and by Tzofen, there is Rubei Kekulai. It's actually a kula by itself. Right? That by itself and rubai kakuli of the coin is enough. And by azara, rubai kakuli of the coin is not enough. That was that part. Chelik beis is lagabi the coin hanging in the air. Lagabi that, there's a chumra to tzofen that, at least in the hamamin of the Gemara, that tzofen hanging in the air is no good. And by azara, hanging in the air would be good. Those are the two starters. We'll see why. Says the Gemara, no, the maskana is no. Maskana is that it doesn't make a difference. Ela morava be'im kotshe kadosh, me kotshe kalam ksheres. Ba'am in tola v'shochat be kotshe kadosh. If the guy, if the animal's hanging by kotshe kadosh, because it's not al yerech ha mizbeach. V'nitla v'kibo be'im kotshe kadosh, me kotshe kalam, because that's not derech sheres pekach. Boy minei rev yirmiya. So if you had a shilom of zero, what happens? We said already that the coin has to be completely in the azor. What happens? Who bifnim v'tzitziosoi bachutz? His hair, the hair of the coin is outside. Is that significant enough to make it possible? On Malay, lav amr, didn't you say by the behemah ve'ivim l'ashem achete kule l'ashem bifnim? Hachanami bevoyim al omayim moyed, achi yovei kuloi loy omayed. So here again, for some reason, it's very short. This is already the Aruch Sameach asks. L'chayr in the Gemara Shaila is that maybe here is nothing. Because the Gemara didn't have a Shaila if the coin is inside and his foot is outside. Rav Yirmiyah Shaila was, hu bifnim v'tzitziyosei bachutz. Because the hair is not called part of the body. There's got to be a lot of halachas. In Erechin we had that one side of the Gemara was that the hair of a mace is muta b'hanoah, right? The Gemara then brought down maybe it's only pe'anachris by a shetel, but the hair is not part of the guf. Gabi a lot of halachas. Chatzitza by tefillin is a shayla, right? It's different than the rest of the guf. So the So the Gemara Shaila is who bifnim v'tzitziosei b'chutz, only a Shaila by here. The Gemara is poshit from Behema. By Behema we were talking about Ragla b'chutz. He bifnim v'ragla b'chutz. What's the Gemara's being poshit? Omer Elav Amrit? Didn't we already learn by Behema ve'vim l'Hashem hachet ekule l'Hashem lifnim? And that's why if the foot is outside it doesn't work. Hachanami b'vayim al-mayel hachev ekule l'yomayel. What's the shaykhis? We never had a shayla if the foot of the kohen is outside. We knew that that's no good. We were clearing, maybe the hair is different. So now we bring a raya from the behema of ragla b'chutz. Regel was never even a shayla. His whole shayla was whether here is considered a yitzir. Right? So this Tor Sameach and Psulei Mugdoshim. Tor Sameach is this kasha. And in Maskonas HaGemara is that there's no Rubei Kekulei even on the hair. Everything has to be in the Hazorah. And the Brisker Rav comes here and he says, he questions on this whole sugya, why does Rubei Kekulei not work? Now again, the kash is even stronger, the fact that Rubei Kekulei does work by itself. By the Hazorah, even the hair outside is a problem. And by the Kodesh Kedoshim, even if a significant part of your body, as long as it's not roiv, is outside, is Rubei Kekulei. Very unclear what's the Mainaf Kamin. Now there's another kasha on the sugi here that the Baron Leib Zatzal asks. The halacha is that a Kli Shoras is only Mekadesh Masha Bifnim. Kli Shoras can't be Mekadesh Masha Bechutz. That's the halacha. It's only Mekadesh Bifnim. So if you take a Kli Shoras outside the Beis HaMikdash L'moshe, it's not Mekadesh. It can only be Mekadesh something which is inside when it's in the Hazorah and what's in the Hazorah. So Asher Steinemann, he doesn't understand the way Rashi and Tosafot are learning the Gemara. They're learning that the Behemah being in the Hazorah is only L'chatchila. Because they learned He Bifnim V'ragla B'chutz is only L'chatchila. Rashi learned like that, Tosafot learned like that. The Rambam Taka learned not like that. But Rashi, so asks Rav Steinemann, what do you mean? The Sakin, the Gemara says the Sakin is Makadosh Dedam. Sakin, the Klishoris, is Makadosh Dedam. But the Dam can only get Kedusha from the Sakin if it's Bifnim. So the Dam Aregel can't get Kedusha. That's what Steinemann's cash. How could you tell me that the din of Ragla Bachutz is only the Katchila, like Rashi and Tosis? Since the halach is that the Sakin gives Kedusha to the Dam, thankfully, Sharas Makadash Alamasha Bifnim. So that part of the leg that's outside doesn't get Kedusha. The blood doesn't get Kedusha. So you run into the same problem we had originally. That's only for Kabbalah. He's not talking about Kabbalah. He's talking about the Kedusha Sakin. That the Ritva agrees. Everybody agrees. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says there's two levels of Kedusha. One level is Bishashchit. Bishashchit the Sakin is Makadosh the Dam in the Behena. Then there's Kedusha's Dam Lizrikin. And there you have the Gedvor. Till it goes into the Klishoras, no problem. Right? But the sakin has to be makadish the blood b'shashchita, not for zrika purposes.
Just stam.
So on that part of the kedusha, that's what Steinemann's asking. Frank Steinemann, mivur b'toisis, the mahani b'di'evrim shochta kishrag leh b'chutz. There's nothing to do with the sugi we had earlier about Kabbalah. There's a din of Kedusha's Sakin. That has to happen at the time of the Shechita. And here, the leg is outside. So how does that work? That's his kasha.
So you can still have Kedushas Hadam, even though Kabbalah is no good,
Yes, yeah. Just like there's, as we said many times from the beginning of the Masechta, there are different stages of Kedusha. There's Kedusha b'chayah, there's Kedusha b'shchita, Kedusha's Kabbalah. Each level goes to a new level, right? They move and get Kedusha to be put on the Mizbech after Zerika. Till that, they have Kedusha, but not Kedusha for Hakrova. So the Dam gets Kedusha Zerika. That it doesn't get until Kabbalah. And that you have the Gidvor. Right? Now he's saying something else. He's saying the Gemara says in Soita that the Sakan has to give Kedusha to the Dam while it's in the animal. Right? So the leg is outside, that blood can't get Kedusha. So the Rambam is very Yishmak, because the Rambam takolz ragla b'chutz is possible by the oven. This would be an explanation in the Rambam. The Rambam is taka very good, because ain't klishos mekadosh elamashe b'fnim, and that part of the leg is outside, it cannot get Kedusha from the Shechita.
Why can't you say that?
It's taka good. Kabbalah, as I'm trying to explain to you.
No,
Kabbalah is step two. You need to have, the Gemara in Saita says, you need to have step one prior to having step two. So his kasha of Steinem, it's really the Torah's Gittin's kasha. What he's bringing down from the Torah's Gittin is that you don't get to step two because your step one was messed up. Because the klisharis can't be mekadosh the dam that was chutz from azor. That's really his kash. Okay. Now, Rav Shach Zatzal and Avi Ezri in Ilchus Negoyim, he talks about the other question that we discussed, which is Rubei Kekulei. And he brings a raya that there are two types of tumas beer by Negoyim. That means if you go into a base hamenugi, you become tomei, right? Kol asher yovel yel ha'oil becomes tomei by a base hamenugi. But the halachas over there also, you don't need kuloi. If you nichnas loyshe v'rubei to base hamenugi, you become tomei. David, you probably have Torah on this, right? You don't need the whole body to go in. Roiv the body goes in, but if you go in backwards, you don't become tomei till your whole body is in. You remember that from the Goyim? If you go in beer derech beer, you become tomei beruboy. Once roiv your body goes in, you're in. If you go in backwards, so it has to be kuloi. Otherwise, there's no. Avshach says in Avies, let me just get it in the Goyim. I think it's Perek Tazayin. Yeah, Perek Tazayin Halochei. He says like this. Dikshebo loyal aminuge derech iluchoi nitme kishe nitma huboi. Once roiv of the person goes into the, once it goes in, kevon shehu derech bia. If he goes ahead and he goes backwards, even if his hair is sticking out, if he goes into base hamenuge, his hair is sticking out, he's still not kulei bifnim. That's what he's saying. What is this for? So obviously, there's a simple distinction. The simple distinction is like this. One tumor is being chal through the action. The maisa beer. Vashabo, if you go into an oil amenuga, you become tumor. The maisa beer. So in that, we evaluate what's called a maisa beer. Rubai kekuloi. If a person went in, that's called entering. He entered. He came. He did a maisa knisa by rubai. Okay. But if you went in backwards, there was no beer. The Torah is referring to derech beer. So that's why that type of tumah you don't have. But there's another tumah by Beis HaMenuge. Kol asher b'oil yitma. Being there. Anything that's in there. Anything that's in there. So it has to be in there. Rubai kekuloi by an adam, once part of you is not in there, that's not in. We went through this many times that rubai kekuloi only works where you have the kuloi. If you remember, we discussed this. Why don't you say rubai kekuloi by kazayas? By shiurim? Why don't you say rubai kekuloi by Sanhedrin? That instead of needing 23 dayonim, use 14. Right? If the 14 paskin, it's good enough. Right? If the 14 paskin, it's good enough. So why? I'll say rubai kekuloi, right? So why do I need to have 23? Just have 14. The teretz is, rubai kekuloi only works where you have kuloi. There's no rubai kekuloi. If I have kuloi, and something occurred to there was a machsher to rubai, that's grab rubai kekuloi. But you need kuloi. That's why schach works if you have roiv schach kosher. But you need to have tzilsim rubai mechams. We don't say, well, if you have roiv tzilsim rubai mechams, it's kosher. That doesn't work. If you have kuloi, now there could be a din rubai kekuloi. So, same thing by a kazayas. The kazayas, there's no din that the kazayas should be eaten. This cheftza, it's a din on you to make a maisa achila. So if you ate 3/4 of a kazayas, there's no kuloi. Well, this piece was mostly eaten. There's nothing about this piece. See, by shchita, you have the simen. So halach is the simen should be shechted. You have the whole simen. So now if roiv of the simen is cut, the simen is considered rubai kot. Exactly. Well, it's both, really. Meaning, so if you have a simen, you have the whole simen. Now I need to define the simen. Is the simen shechted or not shechted? So if I have the entire simen, I could say rubai kekuloi. Because I have the kuloi. It's rubai mikuloi. You understand? So if I have a bezdin of 23, and 14 say this is the halacha, 13 say the halacha is differently. My head is in another world now. So if you have 9 saying the other way, that 9 is nigra after the. So it's considered that we have a wholesome psak with the 9 being pulled because I have the 9 here. I have the bezin. Right? If the 9 didn't exist, so there's no kuloi to make a rubai kekuloi. There's no kuloi. So when you have something being in the kol asher ba'oil, that's a din klapid oil. Anything that's not in the oil is not in the oil. Right? There's no rubai kekuloi. What's not in the oil doesn't associate b'chlal to the oil. So that's why you need kuloi. You need kuloi for that. Okay, so that's the difference between if you go into Beis HaMenugah straight, where you're becoming Tomei Al-Tzmais going in, and if you're going into the oil backwards, where there was no Knesa, now we just look at where is this thing. So that is the Rubei Kekuloi. Either it is or it's not. Either it's present in the Beis HaMenugah or it's not present in the Beis HaMenugah. There's no Rubei Mikuloi. Now, when you come to our sugya, there's a tremendous nafkamina between the halacha of Dorim, Azore, and the halacha of Shchitosei Batsof. Okay? Or Kibul Domoi Batsof. The reason why the Kohen has to be in the Tzofim in order that the Avoida should be kosher when he's Makabal the blood is because otherwise the Kabbalah, is misyaches to where the kohen is. It's not because the kohen has a different status when he's betzofen or when he's bedol. It's that the kabbalah is going to be misyaches to the dor. The kabbalah is going to be misyaches to the dor. So there, as long as roiv the kohen is betzofen, so we don't have a problem with the kabbalah. We don't have to define where the kohen is. We have to define where the kabbalah happened. You understand? We have to define where did the Kabbalah happen. Did the Kabbalah happen Bitsofen or did the Kabbalah happen Bedorim? So as long as Roiv the Kohen was Bitsofen, so the Kabbalah was Bitsofen. If Roiv the Kohen was Bedorim, the Kabbalah is going to be Misyachas to where he is. So it's not that we're being done him. We're being done the Kabbalah. So then there's a Rubai Kekula. Mashenke and Azore, there the halacha is that a person can only do Avodah when they are in the Azore. So now, whatever part of them is not in the Azore, it's felt in Azore. There's no Azore. It's bullshit. That's the nafkamina between the Rubai Kekula that you have by Tzofim, where you're being done the Avodah. You could call it Heftz if you'd like. What? You could call it Heftz if you'd like. In other words, the coin doesn't have to be Mitzvah. The problem is only that if the coin is completely Bedarim or Rubei Bedarim, so then we'll view it like the Kabbalah was Bedarim. Because the Kabbalah is Misyachas, the person who's Makabalit. Right? Like Yodei Basagufa Igrein. But we don't care that the coin was Mitzvah. The coin status doesn't change if he's Mitzvah or Bedarim. The avodah status changes. The kibul domin has to be bitzofen. So, in as much that the kohen's position is going to distort the maisa kabbalah, we have a problem. For that, it's very simple. That if roiv of the kohen is bitzofen, we can't associate the kabbalah to the domin. So the kabbalah was bitzofen. Was there a piece of kohen outside? Yes. But that doesn't distort anything. Because when we don't really care about the coin. We only care about as much as the coin if that's going to be poigim the ma'aseh kabbalah. By the azore, we require a coin b'fnim to do avodah. A coin who's outside is possible to do avodah. So now, until every last bit of the coin is b'fnim, it doesn't work. Now let's go to the shayla of the Teres Gittin, Steinman's kash, with the. Enkli Shoros Mekadesh Elo Bifnim, right? Why is that? Is that because something that is outside cannot get Kedusha? We have to locate the item and say that if that thing is not in the Azor, it can't get Kedusha. Or there could be an entirely different idea. The idea is because it has to be done Derech Avoida, right? In as much that you put it into the Klisharis Bachutz, it's not an Avoida. In other words, the Klisharis is only Mekadosh Bishas Avoida. In as much that there's a Chsaron in the Avoida, it's not Mekadosh it. It has to be like that. I'll prove it to you. Because if you hold that Mayim Shuvim, that Mayim for the Nisuch, has to be miskadish. The Shaila, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi, when they used to take up the water for the Simcha Beis Hashieva, they used clay kodesh to be mekadish to mayim. Yeah. So the Ramban asks on the sheet that holds, you have to be mekadish to mayim. How could it be mekadish b'chutz? Mekadish b'chutz. The Ramban says that is no din avoida. There's no avoida. So there is no problem with b'chutz. Meaning, the problem is not that there can't be Kedusha Chal B'chutz. The problem in as much as B'chutz, it's not Derech Avoida. So if Lagabi the Avoida of Shechita, there's a din of Rubei Kekulai. So that means Lagabi Shechita, there's nothing missing in the Maisa Shechita with the Ragla B'chutz, which is the Shechita of Rashi and Tosfos. So we don't have a problem that there's blood outside that's getting Kedusha. Because it's not that the klisharis can't make kedusha b'chutz; it's that this felt an avoda. But here, fakir, the ma'isa avoda is good. If the halacha would be we have to locate what's getting kedusha, and if that's not b'fnim, it doesn't get kedusha. Then it's a great kasha. According to Rashi and Tosfos, that the regal is outside, can't get kedusha. Not shaykh for it to get kedusha, right? Then that would haka make sense. Can't get Kedusha. But that's not the vote. Klisharis could be Mekadosh what's Bechutz. The reason why it can't is because it's not called an Avoida Bechutz. But if we're going to say that Ragla Bechutz is not a Chesaron, as long as Rav the Behem is Bifnim, it's not a Chesaron in the Avoida of Shechita. So now the Avoida of the Klisharis was done properly. Now there's no limit to where the Kedusha is Chal. There's no limitation in the Miskadesh. There's a limitation in the Mekadesh. So as long as Mitzad the Ma'is is Shechita, There's not a problem. You don't have a problem with it. That's the way I would tie triple mice. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Just stop. You have a minute, Eli? Want to copy for a minute?